What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about one of the most frustrating things about being in a relationship with a narcissistic person. How they treat you versus how they treat everybody else. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom, welcome back. Yes, Lord. Yo, this is what I hear a lot from people. This is one of the mainstay questions that is consistently talked about or consistently brought up on all of my social media platforms. A lot of people feel the same way about this. A lot of people get angry as hell at how they are treated versus how the narcissist treats everybody else. You know, and let's be real. Sometimes it can be equal, damn near equal across the board. You got a horrible asshole type narcissist that treats everybody horribly. Those type of narcissists do exist. Those malignant, overt type of narcissists that exist to just hurt people and drive people crazy and barely have any friends and people that like them. Those narcissists absolutely exist. Like the narcissist that treats everybody equally. They treat everybody equally is horrible, right? Those type of narcissists absolutely exist. But I think a lot of people deal with this very specific type of narcissist, right?
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It treats everybody else way better than they treat you. Like you get the crap end of the stick, so to speak. You get treated badly because of your closeness and your proximity to the narcissistic person. Why do narcissists treat the person close, the people close to them, the worst? Like, why do I get treated badly when all I want to do is love this person? Why do I get treated badly when all I want to do is care for this person and try to heal their wounds and try to fix them and try to get them to love me back? Why do they treat me so badly? Help me. Pardon the interruption. Just wanted to make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button right now and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss any uploads. Helps me reach more people. Now back to the video. And it touches my heart, y'all. It touches my little narcissistic heart that beats within my chest that so many people feel the same way. It does, because a lot of narcissists do go out of their way to treat strangers better than they treat their family. They treat strangers better than they treat their wife. They treat strangers better than they treat their husband or their kids or their family members or whoever it is around them. They treat strangers. They put in the hierarchy of a narcissist's life. They put the strangers way above you. And I know people hate that. It's so frustrating. That's the anger that I see just that is written down in my comment section, but just not in my comment section, in my real life as well. They just be like, if you ask my wife, she would say that's one of the most frustrating things that she used to experience. She used to hate how I used to be good to everybody else, but she used to get the crap end of the stick. She used to get treated way worse than everybody else got treated, right? My kids would get treated way worse than everybody else got treated. And they would hate that. And then my wife verbalized that. I know people would say, well, when you gonna let your wife talk? Yeah, my wife, she doesn't like doing videos, but she has done lives on my channel. You can find it on my playlist, on my YouTube channel. It says wife's live chats. You have a whole playlist on my channel. I'm not trying to hide my wife. She's not the video person. She just likes taking pictures and doing family stuff. But in her live videos and what she's expressed to me in our marriage counseling sessions and just expressed to me overall in our life is that she used to get super, super frustrated what how my behaviors would be better towards people that didn't deserve it. Like, Lee, why are you loving this person and giving this person everything that I want? Other people, like, you're giving them the love, care, affection. You're being there for them. You're listening to them. You take constructive criticism from them. But when I try to do something, we end up in an argument. We end up fussing. We end up going around and around and around. Like, there's no, like, it doesn't work for me how it works for everybody else. And it's super frustrating. And the main reason narcissists treat the people closest to them the worst is because you have the most power over them. It's not because they don't care. Sometimes they don't care. Let's keep it high. Sometimes the narcissist doesn't care how they treat you. Sometimes it doesn't care how they don't care how their actions affect you. Let's be real. Some of them do not care. But some of them understand that you can hurt them the most. The closer you are to a narcissist, the more control and power that you have over them. But they don't want you to realize how much power and control you have over them. So they tend to keep you down. It's hard to understand how strong you are when you always felt like you've been held down, or strapped to metaphorically strapped to a table with your arms by your side. It's metaphorically put inside of an emotional straitjacket. Well, you can't get to express yourself. So you don't know how strong you are. It's like putting somebody on a bench press in a straitjacket. You cannot bench press in a straitjacket. You can't do shoulder presses. You can't do any kind of weightlifting in a straitjacket because your arms are damn near tied to your side within a jacket. You can't move. So how are you supposed to figure out how strong you are? So,
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's what they want to do. They want to keep you down. They want to keep you in their control because you have more power. You can expose them. You have the most power to be able to hurt them and take them down. They don't want you. They don't want you to know that. They want to convince you of otherwise. They want to convince you of otherwise. They want to hurt you in different ways. They want to put you down and make you feel a certain type of way, right? You know, they want to make you feel a certain type of way. They want to hurt you and put you through things. They want to drive you crazy. They want to do a lot of different things to you, you know, to keep you down, to make you feel like you're stripped of your strength. You know, that's what they want to make you feel. The closer you are to me, the more you can hurt me, the more power you have over me. And I hate it. I don't like it. So that's why you see a lot of narcissists, like, they like to have people in their outer orbit. They treat the people in their outer orbit better because they can get supply from those people. Those people don't know who they really are. You know who I really am. You're close to me. You know, my kids know who I really am. My wife, my husband, whoever it is, they know who I really am. These people, these strangers, these people I work with, these people I'm just interacting with, they don't really know me. So sometimes they can worship you, you know, they don't really know me. So they can worship me in this space right here because they don't know me. They can worship me because they don't know me. They can treasure. They can value me more. They don't know me. They want to be around me. They don't know me. So I can trick them. They don't know me. So I have power and control over them. You, I have to try to exert power and control over them. They don't know me. So I can control the narrative. You see? I have to control you to control the narrative. They don't know me, and I can control the narrative easier. Like, yeah, I'm just telling you, it takes less energy to trick new people than it does to change current behaviors that are going on, you know? And that's just the truth of it right there. I know so many people get into these dynamics and get into these relationship spaces where you're trying to heal and grow, but it does take time. It does. You have to learn to value yourself in these relationship spaces to be able to heal and grow from this narcissistic person. You have to understand that you have more power than you think you do. They want to make you feel powerless. So sometimes even if you try to leave them, the power, that's how, like, that's why they try to hurt you even when you try to leave them, because they know how much power you have. They don't want you to feel it. They don't want you to understand how much power you have. So they want you to feel it. They try to exert it on you in different ways. They try to hold you down. There's a reason why they're holding you down, because they know how strong you are. A lot of times you might know how strong you are, but you might have forgot. You might need a refresher course in how strong you are to be able to get past this, to be able to get through this, to be able to heal and grow from this. You might just need a little refresher course on being stronger and being better and creating yourself, creating a better version of yourself right here, y'all. And not, like I said, and it's going to be, if you're still in the relationship or if you're out of a relationship, it's going to frustrate you the way that they treat other people, especially if they're treating other people good. Like I said in the beginning, there is no guarantee that they will treat everybody else good. Some of them are just assholes and horrible people, and everybody gets it. The wait staff, waiters, waitresses, the bus driver, the Uber driver, the stewardess, I mean, the people in the airport, the flight attendants, you know what I mean? The pilot, if they can get contact with the pilot, everybody online, their business partners, their friends, everybody gets hurt by this person. Everybody gets the worst version of the typical malignant asshole narcissist. Everybody gets the worst version of them. They might have one or two close friends that just like to have them around because they're fun to be around in certain situations, but everybody else leaves them alone because they hate them. You know, I can't say and be around this person, but a lot of times in these spaces, that type of narcissist is somehow successful because they use people to get to where they are, and they have this power dynamic that you work for them. It's hard to get them, hard to get away from them. The more power a narcissist feel like they have, the more they're apt to treat people badly and to actively be themselves for real. It can be a very uniquely horrible dynamic to be in these spaces and be trying to heal and grow and fight and compete with narcissistic people, y'all. Let's just be real. Let's just keep it hot and ready. Again, like a Little Caesar's pizza. Absolutely. Little Caesar's, y'all. Little Caesar's pizza. I know I keep saying that because Little Caesar's is big here in Little Caesars is big here in North Carolina. So it's just like we fall into that dynamic a lot. But I'm doing these videos right here to just let you know how strong you are. You might have forgot, but go look in the mirror today. If you feel like you need to go look in the mirror, go look in the damn mirror and just say, I'm strong. I'm worthy. I'm powerful. That's why they try to put me down. They try to diminish me and strip me of my worth or value because they know how valuable I am. You know, they try to, like, y'all. They know that you are a diamond, so they try to bury you so nobody can find you. Nobody can see your true worth. They try to cover you in dirt so nobody can find you. They put a shell over you so nobody can see your true worth. So you can't see your true worth anymore. You can't even see your true shine anymore because they covered you up. Uncover yourself. Unbury yourself. You deserve it, y'all. You deserve it. You deserve to be empowered. You deserve to live the life that you want to live. You deserve to be as happy as you want to be. Because that narcissistic person, they know how to treat you, but they're choosing to treat you wrongly on purpose a lot of the time, y'all. So they treat you badly because you can hurt them, because you're strong. You know, and it's like Lee's just pandering. No, I'm not pandering. Hey, you know this. You know you're strong. You are. You are. And another reason I'll end with this, some of them will treat you badly, y'all, because they feel like you're okay with it. If they feel like they've gotten away with so many things and they got forgiven for so many things, they feel like this is just part of the relationship dynamic anymore. So why would I change my behaviors if they're acceptable? You know. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel if you already haven't. It helps reach more people. Super thankful for you. Join my support groups if you want to check it out. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.